All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom.
will live forever with you in heaven, everlasting. Ooh, glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, family, to Pressing Over the Hump with yours truly, your host for the hour, Pastor E. My name is Edward Hamilton, but nobody knows me other than Pastor E. Some people, oh, that's his name. He's like, who? No, that's Pastor E. So we're going to stick where we're at. Greetings to each and every one of you that are joining us today for this moment, this journey building time. Every Wednesday, we come together to sharpen each other and to leave here different than we came, with a better understanding of a personal relationship in God through God's word and in God's word. Amen. And I cannot remind us enough of how important it is to be just like him. Yes, we're going into we're taking a journey. We're going into a place about prayer. We're going to talk about prayer, what to pray. Why are we praying? You know, who are we praying to? And does prayer work? And how are we accountable to the effectiveness of our prayers? We're going to really take a deep voyage. I like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to take a deep voyage into this subject of prayer. But before we could ever get started with that, we have to always rely that, first of all, we have to know who God is, and we have to accept him as our Father. And by him being our Father, we know that only through believing in his Son do we have access to a personal relationship with him, because he's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And in that Trinity of one, we believe on that all that he said is true. And we now develop that relationship, the first essence of a relationship with God, if you didn't know this, is love. I love that first remembrance that was so simple as a child to be taught and repetitious, that God is love. So whenever you heard something contradictory to that word love, you were like, that's not God. No, that's not what I know about God. And we have to be convinced that we know what love is. What is love? Love is sacrificing for others, giving our best for others. We shared that this morning in Wake Up, Get Up and Move in Your Purpose in Philippians chapter 2, that we're like-minded, that we got the same love, the same goals, the same purpose, and we have the same love. But on top of that, we're supposed to have higher regard for you. I have higher regard for you, and you have higher regard for me, and it's because of the love of God. What is so important about the love of God? God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You must rely on that scripture in prayer, in supplication, in relationship, period, with God, that is the foundation that you have already established. No more convincing. No more needing to talk about that again. Or calling up, can you preach that again? No. We must press over, meaning we're putting behind us the things that we've had to press through. We're not going around. We're not making excuses, but we're pressing over. Hallelujah. Because we're not alone. He's already made the path. He's made the path of love, because he sacrificed by giving his best for others, for you, for me. And did you deserve it? No. Did I deserve it? I know I didn't. But he still, through his love, showed by giving. That's John 3:16. 1 John 4:7, it says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. 1 John 4:7. Everyone who loves God has been born of God and knows God. See, before we, you know, I'm so gracious of the mercy of God and the new covenant, that I have a right to be new and to know that if I love God as he has loved me, it's not really shown to him in a physical form. It's a spiritual thing. But by me loving one another, it comes from God. So I do it because I'm doing to sacrifice and to please him. I know you as well as me, you want to be in pleasing and acceptable atmosphere, that God is pleased with you and he accepts you as you are, because you're no longer old. You're no longer fixed, needy, fixed. already fixed. You're fixed to the next thing that you're going to have to press over, because I guarantee you, as well as I am the first one to admit that I'm just like you and you're just like me, here comes another one. But because of my commitment to no longer my prayers, my wants, my needs, my desires, I can now separate myself from anything that is not of that love. Ooh, So I have to let, when you allow, you have to let yourself love one another. It's even in the midst of someone that irritates you, you still love them. In the midst of someone who has done you wrong, my mentor told me years ago, he said, do you know love is when you love someone until they arrive, even in their bad situation, even in their needy situation, even in their disorder, love is you still love them through. That's how God loved us. He gave me his best, and I didn't even deserve it, and took 32 years to do something to even look like I understood it, and then another 5 to 6 years to get in line with saying, you know what? Everything I do is a wreck. Everything I put my hands to is destruction. But by releasing that and knowing it's not by me, because my love destroys. My love is wants. My love is needy. My love is about me. But the love of God is about you. Ooh, hallelujah. And if you want to know how to pray, you have to know, as well as I have to know, who God is and what is God's essence. What is his essence? He has an essence of love, but he also has an essence of virtue. What is virtue? Fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. It's no longer am I looking for the shiny, glittery, physical, material things that will now make or break me, but I want to have a moral excellence. What's moral? How I really believe? What do I really hold dear? What do I really, am I really convinced about? That's a moral. That's something that I've went through the process to come to the understanding that this must be something of unknown essence of excellence. Can't be designed. It can't be remade. It can't be done like somebody else. I can't ask you how to do it, because when God does something new in my virtue, it's a newness that has never been seen, heard, talked about, looked at, or even designed. It's something new. Watch what 2 Peter 1:3 says. It says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Oh, stop right there. Because we always look and say, oh, God's going to bless me, and he's going to bless me with a house. Oh, God's going to bless me. I need a car, God. Lord, I need, listen, we must pray to the Lord that, Lord, I need peace of mind, that I can be accountable to a moral of excellence, that I won't be late. I'm going to be the first one to go and the last one to leave. I'm going to have a moral excellence that I hold myself to an accountability in my walk, my purpose, because you've given me everything that I need. I know the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:3, it says everything we need, but I'm going to make it personal. I need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory, his own goodness. See, not by riches, not by gold, but by his own glory. See, virtue. Ooh. Virtue is to know that I'm virtuous. You know, that we talk about virtuous women. Well, I want to be a virtuous man, that I've been given everything I need. I'm virtuous for a godly life. See, these levels, you may say, well, what does this have to do with prayer? Well, it has a lot to do with it, because if we're not built on these characteristics that has been given to us as a foundation, we're just talking the talk and we're just repetitiously doing something. But I know that prayer has been said in James 5 that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availed much. Well, who's a righteous man? A man of love. A man of virtue, and see, that virtue is so important, because you know is divine power that has been given. No, not is going to give. Not it might give. It has already been given. Now, you may be sitting in a position right now saying, well, I'm not there. That's not God holding it back from us. That's us not in the right position to receive. For the windows of heaven to open up and to pour out love and to pour out virtue, we have to be in position to receive. Oh, no, that's being holy and acceptable. That's being a worshiper in spirit and in truth. That's being someone that is no longer physical. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I'm still in the earth, but I'm not of the earth. I'm of God now. I am a new creation. I'm no longer what I used to be. Stop trying to remind me. Stop trying to show me. Stop trying to bring it up. I am no longer what I used to be. I am a new creation. And I'm talking about just 5 seconds ago. If I just made a mistake 5 seconds ago, I repent, but I'm moving forward. That's what pressing over is that we leave those things behind. Oh, yes. All of the disgust, all of the disorder that will not allow us to be in position for divine power that has been given. It's been given. And it's been given to us. But I'm going to make it personal. I have my divine power, and that's for everything I need for a godly life. Don't need nothing else. I need more of Jesus, more of his word, more of his example, more of his commandments. They don't change. He still commands us to what? Love one another. But first you must love him with your all. Remember, they asked Jesus, and he didn't go into the other eight. He said, well, the most two important is first you love, you understand that there is, God is one, O house of Israel. That's in Mark chapter 12. And he says, but love the Lord your God. Once you understand he's one God, O house of Israel, that now you must take it personal and love your God with all your everything. I'd like to keep it as clean as that. But watch what he says. Verse 29, he says, Jesus answered them. He said, first of all, the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, meaning plural, is the Lord our God is one. Stop trying to say he's this for them and that for the, no, he's one. But watch this. Verse 30, it says, but, and you, talking just to me, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And then 31 says, and the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, why do we keep being directed right back to is how we treat one another? Remember, love was let us love one another, for love comes from God. Now this divine power, ooh, glory, this divine power that has been given to us is that, first of all, we love God with everything, our best. No, let's stop talking about the Lord is pushing this one because this has been a 3-day conversation. It's no longer about tithes and offering. It's no longer about givings. It's about giving your best. Ooh, glory be to God. And that means I'm going to give God my best of what I have. And by giving him my best, I'm going to give him the best I have the first. If it's a dollar, I'm going to give him the best of that dollar. If it's prayer, I'm going to give him the best of prayer. If it's worship, I'm going to give him the best of worship. If it's love, I'm going to give him the best of love. If it's virtue, I'm going to give him the best of virtue. Because my mind is no longer thinking the way I used to think, but I think that I can, I will. And then watch this next list. These are the 7 levels that we need to be in the righteousness standpoint to let our prayers avail much. Oh, yes, we're going to that level of prayer. And no better way to get prayer is to know the person who is the most prolific prayer warrior. Love, virtue. And next, we must have knowledge. Knowledge is studying God's word to gain wisdom And when you get wisdom, what? You get understanding, and you get understanding to get some more wisdom. Watch what 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says. This today is the building of your prayer journal. Please, on page one, make this your kickstart. This is your put in place to say, let me get this in order before I go into prayer. Let me make sure I'm in order here before I even talk about prayer. Let me hold myself accountable to these seven steps, these seven characteristics that belong to none other than Jesus Christ. Knowledge, studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. Watch 2 Timothy 2 and 15. It says, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved. Ooh, glory. A worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. How do you handle the word of truth? You first of all have to believe it. Then you have to receive it. And then you have to achieve it. How do you achieve it? Tell somebody else about how you received it. I mean, how you believe it. Now you received it, and now they can achieve it. So I make disciples. Oh, yes, back to square one. This isn't about buildings. This isn't about this. This isn't about that. This is about people. We're here to build each other up. We're here to leave this and say, you know what? I did my job today. Everybody that heard my voice verbally left there different because they know it's not about me, but about them. And now they know it's not about them anymore. It's about somebody else. Because the main additive, ingredient of love is for someone else. Ooh, loving God with my all. Hallelujah. Then loving you with my everything. And that's, you know, it says love your neighbor as yourself. It's not as you are today. It's how you used to be. And not loving them to stay there, but loving them with compassion to help them come out of there and encourage them. You don't have to sit on that curb. You don't have to hold that sign. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to live that life anymore, because the knowledge of God, it gives you wisdom and understanding that you must present yourself to God as one approved. Yes, I'm approved by his word, because I'm a worker who I'm not ashamed, and I correctly handle the word of truth. Oh, yes, knowledge. Next step, self-control. What is self-control? Self-control is revering God, and I didn't want to use the word fearing God. Revering God. When you reverence God, it's you respect him so much that it's not a fear, it is a respect. And we have to start explaining that to respect God, to reverence God, is not a fear of shakiness. It's a fear of respect. You know, when you worship God, worship is respect, extravagant respect, something never done before, something I can never give to you. And if I praise you more than I praise him, then you're my God. Ooh, that helps somebody there. And if you praise me more than you praise him, then I'm your God. That won't work, because I'll fail you. And no, I know it's not going to work with you, because you'll fail me. But God will not fail you. He hasn't failed you yet, and he won't fail you. But self-control is reverencing God so much that we choose godly behaviors. Not that we're scared of him. We reverence him. So we have so much self-control that I will not use profanity. I will not go backwards. I will not return from when I came. I will not let someone separate me out of love of God. That's self-control. And it's not because of you. It's reverencing God. Hallelujah. Reverencing God so much that we choose a godly life. Go back to number one. What's a godly life? To love. And to love because God first loved you. Watch what Titus chapter 1 and 8 says about self-control, that we should be, in verse 8, hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, and self-controlled. See, you don't need somebody to tell you to do right. You got to tell yourself. Ooh, glory be to God. You don't need somebody to tell you to pray. You got to tell yourself. And then when you learn, and when I've learned, that prayer is a lifestyle, it's a constant living process that we pray, what? Unceasing. That, you know, someone said, oh, man, we need to give God praise. I said, I don't. That's all I do. In my spirit, constantly, I am glorifying, magnifying, lifting him up. Why are you so always energetic? Because that's all I'm doing is glorifying and lifting up God. Hallelujah. Why am I so excited to share these principles with you? Because I am reverencing God so much that in choosing a godly life that's hospitable, it's welcoming you in for free, not asking for nothing, lover of what is good, his word, sober-minded. Ooh, yes, we have not been given a spirit of fear. Stop thinking about alcohol. We're talking about spiritual things now. Sober-minded. Do you know sober-minded in the spirit is we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. I finally get it. No, finally is not the end. Finally is the beginning that I can receive it, Heavenly Father God, that you want me to control myself. Ooh, glory. You're telling me today to let everybody off the hook. I still have a pastor. I still have people over me, but they're just to help guide me and be there for me in the support realm to believe with me. But from now on, I have to control myself. Hallelujah. And when you learn to control yourself, you know how to go to the next level, which is perseverance. What's perseverance? Perseverance is adopting an attitude of hope through confidence in God's character. Ooh, hallelujah. Watch what Romans 5 says. It says, and this is verse 3, it says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Where does hope? The God of hope. See, I persevere because I already know that he's done it because my hope is in him. Now watch what my hope does. My hope takes me to another level because now I go to number 6. And now I have that essence of godliness. What is godliness? Honoring God. This is godliness. Honoring God in every area of my walk. Oh, no, not just at home in my own environment, but honoring God in every area of my walk. Watch what it says in 1 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these faithful men who will be able to teach others also. See, to be godly is to teach somebody else to be godly. And when you teach someone else to be godly, watch this. They get the final ingredient that puts all 7 into perfection, and it's called compassion. Having warm heart, this is what compassion means, having warm-hearted affection to anyone no matter their circumstances. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous to one another. See, that's when we wake up in our mind, get up in our thinking, and move in our purpose because we know now. Oh yes, I want to. This is the foundation going into the life of prayer that we've set the foundation here. Woo, glory be to God. Love, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, and compassion. And it all boils down to me wanting to see better in you, and then asking you in that to see better into someone else. See, hashtag I will do better, it is set on that foundation that it's about what I do for God that lasts. But in me doing better in prayer, in study, in sharing his word, in those 7 characteristics, love, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, and compassion, when I let those characteristics come out of me, it goes to show someone else the hope they have in who? Not me, but the hope in God. And it's so important for all of us. Oh, yes, I'm building prayer warriors today. I'm building warriors that are now taking a personal responsibility to be one of the number. Ooh, glory be to God. That number of one, the one-minded, the one love, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Read Philippians chapter 2. Read that whole, the first five verses, but read that whole chapter. But it says in there, as a matter of fact, let's read that. We don't mind bouncing from where we were supposed to go, but staying in line where we're at. See, we're talking about being more like him. And we could talk, we could have went straight into prayer and gave you a bunch of scriptures and start building this journal for you to go back and write notes on. But until we start right, we won't finish right. Ooh, glory be to God. And it's important, so important, that we start the way we want to finish, not starting hoping to finish, not starting thinking I'm a finish or expecting something to pop out the lotto ticket and make me rich and famous. And now I could go help people. Now I could go sit, that. No, it's about right now. And watch this, the mind of Christ be in you. Watch what he says in chapter 2 of Philippians. First one, it says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4, let each of you look not out on for his only, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And then watch what verse 5 says. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, I am seeing my prayers come through, and I'm seeing the word not return void, but come back stronger and better than ever. Why? Because it's about him and building the foundation around this area. Okay, yes, I studied and I searched the word to find these seven characteristics. There's not a scripture or a page in the Bible I could tell you to go find the seven characteristics of Jesus Christ other than my own study. These are personal notes of mine that I want to share with you that you can go develop your own seven. But if these seven are good, use them. They're free to use. They're love, they're virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, and compassion. But this, my encouragement to you is don't stay dormant. Build your own seven. And the word has so much, so many characteristics of Christ that you'll find seven, and then you'll find seven, and you'll find seven. And before you know it, we'll come back together and we'll just be having nothing to share on Mondays. And I invite everybody, come on Monday night and let's talk about Jesus. His love, his virtue, his knowledge, his self-control, his perseverance, his godliness, and his compassion. Ooh, if you want to know somebody, you got to talk to him. You got to know who he is. You have to relate with him and understand what his character is. Ooh, glory. It's one of the one reasons I think we fail is we don't take enough time to just slow down and say, wait a minute, let's get it right. I know it works sometime, and it might, you know, by just chance happen when I said it was going to happen, and some people believe I have the power. No, we don't have anything. What we have is the opportunity to build off of his examples. Ooh, glory! His examples that he loved. See, prayer is what we should understand is God's nature. In order to develop like a clear idea of prayer, you have to know God as a personal being. It's critical because you know God is a person that we can interact with. You have to know that. You have to believe that. He has a will that we are able to relate with him on a meaningful level, not just like, hey, homie, but on a meaningful level. See, if he was impersonal, then prayer would be meaningful. It'd be worse. It'd be a waste of someone's time. That means, you know, because if he wasn't personal to us, that means he would, you know, the characteristics of love, virtue, those won't be true because he would be uncaring. He would be distant. You'd have to go through a channel to get to him. But because of his son, hallelujah, John 3:16, but because he loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son. See, we must relate in prayer to God. Oh, yes. And this is so, this has to be so confirmed to us, is that God is not only loving, he's all loving. They call that omnibenevolent. But in revelation to prayer, that means that God always desires the best for you, the best for me, because he loves me. See, in prayer, watch this. Prayer is not just for me. My prayers are to know God better. My prayers are to understand him clearer. My prayers are to be found trustworthy in his sight. But my prayer life is for you. Oh, glory. And I have to understand the clear idea of prayer is that God is personal through prayer. I have to be personal through prayer also. And I know it's through the lovingness, that spirit. It's in the kind, all loving, not just loving you when you can do something for me, but loving you just because. Now, we said God is all loving, but watch this. God is also all powerful. He's omnipotent, meaning that no prayer, not one, is beyond his ability to answer. Remember in Luke 1 and 37, it says, for nothing is impossible with God. See, if God was less than all powerful, then we would have no assurance, first of all, that he did what he did. Then we would have no reassurance that he could answer or even hear our prayers. But he's so powerful that with God, nothing is impossible with God. You have to know that, see, and if you're praying and if these things are not confirmed to us in this prayer life, in this journal you're building in these next 12 weeks, these are the areas of confirmation for us that as you build, you're seeing, I'm there. Oh, I understand that. I understand when the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 to pray continually. Ephesians 6 and 18, it says, pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Acts 1 and 14, it says, they all join together constantly in prayer. John 17 and 1, remember, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. And if it's one thing you need to know about Jesus, and I know there's probably 30 people on this line today that already know what I'm going to say. If you want to know what he did most on this earth, you need to know about prayer. That's real talk. Because he stayed in a prayer relationship with his Father. He did nothing without him, and he did everything with him. And as long as he had God on his side, he was able to go through the circumstances. He was able to go through the ridicule. He was to go through the talking about in the rocks and the mistreating. Sometimes you got to remember David, Psalms 39 and 12. He says, hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for help. Not help with this stuff I messed up. Help getting me back in line in relationship with you so I know my prayer is done. There's not a question ever in my mind when I pray with someone. And you guys know me out there, and if you don't, you know I don't pray for anybody. I pray with you. It's your faith that heals you. It's your faith that changes you. It's your faith. But my faith connected with yours, ooh, we both got healed. Hallelujah. My faith with yours, Jesus, he came through when I wasn't expecting to come through. Hallelujah. When I didn't have a lack in the world, he still came through. Hallelujah. Because it's a lifestyle. We don't need to be encouraged to pray. We should live prayer. We don't need to be encouraged to worship. You should live worship. We don't need to be encouraged to love one another. You must love your brother as you love yourself. And here's the little our commercial break. If you are living in unforgiveness, stop right there on everything we talked about, and don't just put a line on the paper. Stop. Don't go no further. You got to fix that. We're going to pray for that at the end of the call. If it's anybody on this call that's dealing with some anger, some hate, some, I know you've been done wrong, some anger, some get back. And I know they wasn't right. Some anger, some get back. I know they treated you bad. But if you are still in that spirit of unforgiveness, you must release that. That is the most important thing, because if you have not, you are not fully integrated into the walk of God. The Bible says, first of all, this is in Mark 11:25. It says, if you have any ought against anyone, you must forgive them so your Father can forgive you. See, you're never forgiven until you forgave. And I know we've been teaching in church for a long time. Oh, baby, you'll get over it. Oh, just move on. Don't go around them no more. No, we got to get it out of our spirits. We got to release the bondages and the yokes that are holding us back from going over, from pressing over. Oh, I got, what a word. I was so excited. And 10 minutes later, you're like, oh, I'm worried about this. Oh, they're worried about that. No, that's not life. That's temporary. See, God's life is everlasting. And you have to know that you are in right standing. Commercial break again. If the word of God is not truth to you, if you're still doubting some stuff about the word, don't worry. Don't beat yourself up. You just got to go harder. You have to convince yourself. We said it in the beginning. That is virtue. You convince yourself. That's self-control. You self-control yourself. That's love. You must love yourself before you could ever love someone else, before you could ever show virtue to someone else, before you could ever show knowledge to someone else, before you could ever do anything for anyone. It starts with me. And I don't have a problem slowing down right there, because I want us to all be like-minded. We're going forward. So when we have these prayer meetings, we already know, that's fixed. That's fixed. No, and then we, together in agreement, we remove anything from our ears, from our situations that is contradictory to it's done. And believe me, it's not just you. Throughout the whole Bible, we've all been, all believers are called to pray. But some people don't even know what prayer is. Some people don't know what it means to pray without ceasing. And some people can't even attest that prayer really works. I'm still praying, baby. I'm still holding on, baby. I'm still waiting around. But we must. Woo. We must rely so deeply on God that we know prayer works. We know prayer is beneficial. We know prayer is the focus of what God wants in relationship with us. But you got to stop coming halfway. Got to stop part-timing it. Oh, no. You can be a nice, cool person, get along with everybody, and be sold out for Jesus. Yes, you can. And people will receive you. You'll still be invited to certain places that you want to go to. You'll start to watch this. If you're like me and you can't go where you used to go, but you still like having fun, you have to develop some places to have fun in a Christian way. Come on, be the entrepreneur to open up a Christian skate park. Be the entrepreneur to start up another radio broadcast that's just about prayer and supplication. Come on, be the entrepreneur that goes forward to do kingdom business. Woo! See, that's building kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, somebody says, well, what's that have to do with us talking right now? Well, watch this. Oh, I know you already know where you should be turning to, but go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And I'll share this for everybody. You heard me say this before, but if you didn't know this, the disciples only asked Jesus to teach them one thing. And that one thing that he taught, that they asked him, they said, teach us how to pray. They wanted his guidance. They needed him. They needed him. What they say, it was even in Luke 11. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. But watch what he says. He didn't say, well, okay, I want you to stomp your feet 3 times. I need you to hum to the left. I need you to get a mmm in your voice. No, he said, pray like this. He says, in this manner, verse 9 of chapter 6 of Matthew. He says, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven. He's not down here in your pocket. He's not. God is in heaven. Watch this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That word hallowed means respect. I used that earlier. Extravagant. Exuberant. Respect. Oh, yes, yes, Father, yes, Father, yes. What do you want me? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, 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 I don't want you to catch me like that. That's how much I respect you, that I'm going to live a godly life because I want you to be pleased with me. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Wait a minute. Where am I at in this? Your will be done. Wait, that didn't say nothing about my bills. On earth as it is in heaven. No, I need a car. That's why I came in here for a car. God, no, no, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about our Father in heaven, that he hears us, that we hear him. We communicate with him. We know his voice, and we care deeply. We respect extravagantly, and we honor him with our everything. Watch this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Stop worrying about tomorrow. And yesterday is done. Remember, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You got a right now thing you have to deal with, and that's a relationship with God that you're pleasing and acceptable. When? Now, 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 now. No breaks, now. Unceasingly praying. When? Now, now, now. I'm staying in his presence. When? Now, now, now. And I know some people out there saying, that boy is crazy, but listen, I am. I've been called a peculiar person. I can't do things so mediocre. So mediocrely as I did in my life, or so simple, or so resembling somebody else. I have to do things in a peculiar way. Don't make sense to me till I get in the spirit. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we. You put forth first the forgiveness, and the forgiveness will come. Watch. As we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation. Oh, that's my prayer. Guard me from anything that's not in your will. Guard me, Heavenly Father God, that you get all the honor and all the glory right now, Heavenly Father God. Right now, not tomorrow. No, right now. I need you now. You have me now. You gave me your best now. I'm giving you my best now. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. See, that prayer had nothing to do with nobody but God. I learned to become a prayer warrior because I'll pray for you. Oh, glory. But when I'm praying to God, I'm asking God for his will to be done. I'm asking God for his kingdom to come. I'm asking God to move in me that I don't even need him to protect me from the evil one. I'm moving myself away from the evil one because of his prayers, and his prayers avail much. Yes, this is week one of the prayer series here on the Now Network. And yes, we've set the foundation. We're going to briefly, every week, briefly go over those 7, not in detail like we did today. And if someone comes on, we're going to address them to listen to the archive. These archives are available for life. So that a link that I send out or that's on my page, or if you need it, send me a message. I'll get it to you. This archive is available forever. It never changes. Every link is different. Every link is for that particular show. We're going to the next level. Next level. We know that it's taking us to set a standard, and we're going to continue to remind us about that standard, but then we're going to continue to go higher. Ooh, pressing over the hump. I pray today it has blessed you in the understanding and the foundation of anything you do. Not just prayer. Yes, we are dedicating to this prayer life for 12 weeks, that it continues from then on. Every series we start here, it starts for a particular amount of time, but it's supposed to continue in my personal walk. It's supposed to continue in your personal walk. We just commit to stay together, linked up through these weeks, that we're all on one accord. I pray you've been blessed today. I pray some things.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.